like there's a cog in the wheel, I suppose, and has to keep moving, right?
Absolutely, Dennis. And that's, you know, it's one of the things that a person can really watch is obviously fixed income markets, and they're kind of a leading indicator. And when you begin to see interest rates, get a little bit higher there, that typically means that money's flowing into the stock market and leaving the bond market. You've got a flow of capital, and vice versa. When you see interest rates begin to get tighter and tighter, that means that money is flowing into fixed income and out of the equity markets. So it's a risk on, risk off kind of world. But that's basically more of almost a daily or weekly fluctuation rather than any kind of long-term trend.
Right. We're talking about stock markets and if and when they are due for correction. And how much does that depend on what we see going around the world, Rick?
Well, you know, like that's actually a topic in, you know, with what's going on in the Ukraine over this weekend and how markets are affected by that. I can tell you that those kind of sort of news events typically can give the markets some fluctuation. But what really, is most, what you have to be most careful of is more of a structural or logistical kind of breakdown in the market for like almost a watershed correction like we had in 2008, where you started to see bankruptcies and failures and defaults on the financial system. That's what you really got to look out for. These sort of skirmishes or weather events or something of that nature. They tend to take the steam out of a market for a short period of time, but they generally don't disrupt the trend.
Great. Stock markets. Interesting conversation. Thank you, Barry and Summerland. Let's move on to Jill in Abbotsford here, and then we'll take a break. Jill in Abbotsford, Rick, can you tell her more? She's words it this week. Can you tell me more on the Smith maneuver?
Okay, I haven't heard of that in a little while. The Smith maneuver is basically a leveraged strategy where someone will take sort of equity out of their home or business or somewhere where there's equity and borrow against that, and then again use the proceeds to invest into markets of whatever, whether it's commodities or stocks or something like that. And the whole idea there is obviously to get that loan, the interest on that loan, to be tax deductible. What I found is that, typically when it's a good time to invest in the market, most people are pretty darn nervous about doing it because the news and the general climate isn't that great. So, it's kind of almost like Robin Peter saved Paul. I can understand where you're trying to save a little bit on some, get some expense, some interest on some taxes, but to me it just doesn't make a lot of sense a lot of time to really grow what is wealth, whether it's in real estate or stocks or wherever.
Right. Well, we're talking money. This is our money show we do on Sundays here on So Country. IPC Securities Corporation, of course, a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. We're going to take another short break and we'll come right back. We're trying to answer as many questions as we can during our allotted time here. 778-476-1674. If you're catching this in real time at 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning, 8 to 8:30. Thank you.
When it's time to get serious about how to invest, your first step should be a visit to Rick David at IPC Securities in Penticton's City Centre building. The first thing Rick does is discuss and define your specific financial goals and needs. That first session will last about half an hour and won't be intimidating. Together, you'll create a plan that allocates capital and is inexpensive to operate. The final design will consist of investment solutions that will help you reach your financial goals for the short and the long term. In our modern age of high-speed technology, it's not hard to keep track of business transactions happening anywhere in the world. With daily fluctuations and, more importantly, what that means for your investments, it just makes good sense to have sound professional advice. Get the long and short of it with someone who's close by and knows the local market just as much as the international one. Rick David is just a phone call or email away. set up an appointment at IPC Securities Corporation in Penticton. Rick David, your investment advisor in the 200 block of downtown Penticton, second floor of the City Center building.
IPC Securities Corporation is a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. It's a fast-moving show all the time, too, Rick. Welcome back again, and we'll get right back to the questions here. IPC Securities moving to you from the Rick's office, which is actually in downtown Penticton, right in studio now. Sue in Peachland, Rick, can you tell Sue about a protective put strategy?
A protective put strategy, Sue. That's actually a strategy for options. And so a protective put, what you're doing there is you're actually you're buying an option to sell your securities at a given price. And you know, for most investors, this is fairly challenging in the fact that you know, their positions of stocks, say for example, aren't significant enough to overcome some of the costs of commissions and certain things like that. However, you know, you can use what are the new exchange traded funds. If you're, you know, invested in Canada, you could use a protective put on the TSX 60 ETF or something like that. And that's one way to overcome that. But the biggest it is a good strategy. If you think the markets are peaking out here, buy a little bit of insurance with a protective put, and at least you've got some coverage, you know, if the markets were to correct.
Boy, there's so many strategies. I've never even heard of a put strategy before. Are most of what you, these financial plans that you have and we talk about every week, Rick, have they been around for a long time? And I guess what I'm getting at is how many times do they change ways to invest and maybe just change names in doing some of the things that they've been doing for a long, long time?
Yeah, Dennis, like a couple of things with that is, you know, obviously technology has helped out individual investors for sort of the do-it-yourselfer at home. There's more financial products like exchange-traded funds or something that are fairly new. But, you know, a lot of the strategies have been around for decades. And, you know, so what happens is, yeah, some of the jargon or language is different. And that's really a challenge for a lot of people, is to understand some of these terms and exactly what they mean. And I, you know, for the most part, I try and break that down into sort of simple terms that everybody can understand.
Yeah, it's interesting too, because you talk about the technology changing it, but you've also mentioned in previous shows that you have to be really careful, because with that technology, you can get the information fairly easily, but you want to make sure that that information is accurate as well. And you've cross-referenced, you know, going to a library and making sure that the sources where you're going to go are not just something that's quick, but where you're getting the right information.
Yeah, you know, and I think you have to break that information down objectively. And that's one thing that I see, you know, people, obviously the personality or you know, you have fear and you have greed, which are two different emotions that generally control a lot of what goes on in the stock market. When things are good, everybody just wants it to get better. And when things are bad, you know, nobody's ready for it to get any worse. So you really have to be objective. And that's when you're looking at for news information or you're looking at different investment strategies, be objective, make sure that it's going to work for you and go from there.
We've talked off microphone today on basically the same topic. People just can't look for some kind of quick fix or something that's going to make the money really quick. It's not buying a lottery and having a better chance at winning than you would have on the Lotto 649.
No, well, Dennis, you know, and I mean, it comes down to having a process, an investment process, a financial plan, a retirement plan, all these kinds of parts of a blueprint for each person. And it comes down to having discipline. You know, markets might move against you a little bit here and there, but they're going to deviate back to the mean. And when they do, you know, your portfolio is going to look just like the way you wanted to have it built.
Don't panic too much when things start to go down. Right, right.
No, and there's, you know, and have a contingency for different things that can happen in the market as well.
That's our show. It moves very quickly. We'll do it again next week. If you want to write in any questions to Rick, you can, or to me, and we'll get them to IPC. IPC Securities Corporation, the long and the short of it. IPC Securities Corporation is a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. And again, the opinions and commentary are solely that of Rick David and are not that of IPC Securities Corporation. Listeners are advised to talk to their own financial advisor for their own financial advice.